Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted on a very happy day with Gabe here with me.
Hello, Connor. I have just been vaccinated.
Within the last hour.
An hour ago, I got a shot of Pfizer-BioNTech from the company doctor here at Deutsche Welle.
We've got
because I couldn't find the vaccine anywhere else. I've been waiting for 2 months now to be vaccinated. my doctor probably doesn't like me. Doesn't like my last name. I didn't get off the waiting list there. I'm still on it. The company doctor at Deutsche Welle did give me a shot. I feel fine.
You will feel fine. The big question is tomorrow, how you're going to feel. That's an open one.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations. Beginning of the end of your pandemic, although you are still, okay, at this point, your efficacy is zero.
Within 12 days after my first dose, I will have a 36% efficacy against the Delta variant, which is important because that's going to become the dominant variant, at least here in Europe, probably elsewhere in the world, with high likelihood.
90% of cases in Europe by the end of August. That's a prediction from Europe's Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, so to concentrate on the Delta variant makes sense at this point. With the one dose of Pfizer-BioNTech, I'm at 36% efficacy. After the second shot of Pfizer-BioNTech, it jumps up to 79%. We have said on this show in the past that it jumps up to 88%. That is wrong. The latest data, and this comes out of England, Public Health England, is that two shots of BioNTech will give me 79%. And again, that first shot, 36. In your case...
And just hold on, to be totally clear here, after your second shot really means 2 weeks after your second shot.
What about you, Connor? You got AstraZeneca.
Right, and I still haven't had my second shot, so I'm at a roughly 30% efficacy against the Delta.
Delta, yeah.
And when I get that second shot or 2 weeks after that second shot, I will be at roughly 60% to your 78% against the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. Those are still good numbers. Those are still very good numbers. And I'm really looking forward to my second dose next week. Gabe, one thing I wanted to look into, because you have received an mRNA vaccine, and there has been one known side effect of the mRNA vaccines. This one's kind of specific to men. And that is heart inflammation. And there has not been all that much good information on this, just kind of a handfuls of cases here and there. We now have information that's been published in the JAMA Journal. And I went through it today to kind of basically figure out, Gabe, how likely is it that you are going to get myocarditis?
Yeah, that's right. We're talking about myocarditis. Have you ever seen that come up in connection with the vaccines? It is a heart condition. It's, what is it, primarily pain in your chest that happens within a few days after vaccination, inflammation in your heart, and it's quite serious.
Yes, but it's something that if it happens to you, you recover from it, assuming that you receive medical attention, appropriate medical attention. This new information comes out of the U.S. It's based on U.S. military data, where about 500,000 men, average age of 25, got mRNA vaccines. And in that group of 500,000 otherwise healthy, active males, 23 developed myocarditis within 4 days of receiving, you know, one of these two mRNA vaccines. And almost always it was after the second dose, not after the first. So in 20 out of 23 cases. To be totally clear here, when you have a number that large, 500,000 guys, some of them would have developed myocarditis anyway without a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And so we're really talking...
How many?
Roughly 8. So what we're really talking about is about 15 cases of heart inflammation that
would not have happened in a group of 500,000 people with the mRNA vaccines.
That would not have happened without the mRNA vaccines.
15 people.
15. And to make this kind of more accessible or to put a visual on this, what this really means is if you can imagine a full stadium, it could be a soccer stadium, baseball stadium, football stadium, whatever, with 50,000 people inside of it, and they're all men in this case, then one or two of these men, if everyone inside, you know, got a COVID-19 vaccine, an mRNA vaccine, one or two men would probably develop myocarditis as a result. Again, they would not die from it.
In each stadium. Stadiums and one or two people in each stadium
would develop this. They would have to go to their doctors or to the hospital and they would recover. That's clear in this data. They would recover. All the men in the U.S. military who developed this are still recovering or have recovered. Now, if you compare that to, let's say, I don't know, 10 stadiums where nobody had gotten vaccinated And you had every single person in that stadium contract COVID-19, which, let's be honest, your options at this point are either or. You're either going to get vaccinated or at some point you're going to get COVID-19.
Yep. More on that later. Yep.
More on that later. Yeah. Well, if you had a stadium full of people who were in your age group, Gabe, 35 to 39, and they all were to get COVID-19, then in every single stadium, 10 of those men would die. Not just contract the virus and maybe, you know, shake it off after a couple of weeks, they would die.
10 would die, and one, if it were vaccinated with mRNA vaccine, would get myocarditis and survive.
Yes.
I like those numbers.
You're way better off.
I like those numbers.
All those numbers. Again, the way I like to think of this is whenever you hear about risk, you know, one in, I don't know, 50,000, and that still sounds kind of scary. Flip it around. Imagine that you are sitting in a stadium and there's a lottery or a raffle, and you might be the lucky fan who wins tonight. Your odds are 1 out of 50,000. You know right now you're not getting it. You're not the lucky fan. And Gabe, the odds are extremely low that this would ever happen to you.
Yes, but one thing I think we should say that one person is going to get it. And for that one person who does get it, what do you look for? What are the symptoms of myocarditis?
Severe or acute chest pain. I'm reading this now. Rapid or abnormal heart rhythms, shortness of breath, fluid retention, that kind of surprised me, with swelling of your legs, ankles, and feet, fatigue, and then a lot of other symptoms from that you would have with viral infections, so headache, joint pains, fever, etc.
And this is call your doctor or call the hospital immediately?
Yes, or go there. And the last thing I'll add here, as more children are being vaccinated, I believe the lowest threshold is 12 years old, but that might drop in the future. This issue does present itself differently in children. There, you're looking more for fever, fainting, breathing difficulties, rapid breathing, and rapid or abnormal heart rhythms. That last one is probably something that a doctor would be able to identify with an EKG or.
Sometimes you can feel arrhythmia.
Sure. Again, extremely rare.
Weird bumps in the
also,
heart.
It also makes me feel better knowing what to do if, you know, or what to look for just in case. So there you are, Gabe. You're going to get through this fine, and you know what to look for, just in case. And congratulations on the beginning of the end of your personal pandemic.
Thank you, Connor.
Science Unscripted.